Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Reactions continue over an intelligence report which notes Russian President Vladimir Putin-directed cyber campaign to meddle in the November U.S. presidential election won by Donald Trump. President Obama appeared on the ABC News program this week.
The report is very clear. Number one, the Russians sought to interfere with the election process, that the cyber hacking that took place by the Russians was part of that campaign, and that they had a clear preference in terms of outcomes.
In the past, Mr. Trump has said he does not believe the Russians use computer hacking to affect the outcome of the election. Reince Priebus, who will be White House Chief of Staff when Donald Trump becomes president, was on Fox News Sunday. He said Mr. Trump believes Russians might have carried out cyber espionage.
He's not denying that entities in Russia were behind this particular hacking campaign. But let me just respond to your point, though. You say, never have we had such a massive... Yeah, but here's what we have. We have the DNC as a sitting duck.
Priebus said the Democratic Party headquarters, the DNC, and certain party leaders whose email accounts were hacked prior to the election had computer systems which were not properly secured. Soldiers in Ivory Coast have ended a short mutiny after reaching agreement with government on pay raises, housing, and promotion issues. Streets of the northern city of Bouake were reported calm after troops returned to their barracks. Troops elsewhere, including the commercial capital Abidjan, had joined the protest. This is VOA News.